I just want to make healthier choices. Have you ever heard of that before or said it yourself? Then this episode is for you, because we're back with another Real Talk episode. And I've honestly never heard so much BS in a sentence when someone says, I want to make healthier choices. Now, on the surface, of course, we all logically know that the sentence makes sense, right? But why is this BS? Because you are not making choices. The choices are being made for you. They're being made for you by marketing agencies. By agencies that their whole purpose, what they do all day, they wake up 6 a.m., they make a coffee, they go to work at 8 a.m., they have a team of 50 people, the smartest people they can hire, they're getting paid really well, they have the biggest clients, and what they do all day, what they do in their office all day, is thinking and strategizing on how can we sell more of this junk food, or how can we sell more of this processed food, how can we sell more of this brand. That's the whole job, right? So the choices are being made for you by the marketing agency, by product development. Did you know that, again, there's a whole team that is sitting down of basically researchers, right? Of true experts that are sitting down and they get the contract from a big company, and the agreement is, make these potato chips as tasty and as addictive as possible. These crackers, these chips, this chocolate. How can you make this as addicting as possible? We want to make this type of profit. Do your work and do it well. And then they sit down, and I kid you not, there's books on that. They create potato chips that have a certain crunch. Like the crunch feel and sound gets maximized. The taste, each particle on the Pringles, each particle on the chips gets maximized to trigger your taste buds to want more. Again, the packaging, the colors, the design, the way everything is placed is maximized for you to buy more and to eat more of it, right? Again, choices are being made for you. They're also being made for you by coworkers. Coworkers go into the donut shop and buy 20 donuts for the whole team and place it in front of you. The team leader buys snacks for the whole team and puts them in front of you. Someone has birthday in the office and brings a big cake for everyone. The choice is made for you. Or maybe also by your family. Maybe your family, you still live with your family, or you're very much tightly connected with your family. The dinner options are the choices are made for you, right? The dessert choice is made for you. Heck, even your husband, even your spouse is making the choices for you. Hey guys, if you have been enjoying the show so far and getting a lot of value from it, and you want to keep having it sponsor-free, ad-free, which I will keep it, I will not add any sponsors on here. But if you have been enjoying it, have you considered leaving a rating and review on iTunes? That would really help pay it forward, as I don't want any ads on here. The way you do it is pretty simple. You go to the podcast page, you scroll down to the bottom, now you see the stars, and it takes you literally 1 minute and really helps us grow and helps us help more people. Thank you so much. Let's get back to the episode. I actually had a crazy story. A past client, she was really motivated to crush it in our program and was doing really well. And unfortunately, someday, her husband started sabotaging her progress and started deliberately bringing home her favorite junk food, favorite snacks over and over and over again, and not allowing her to work out from home. I know this sounds insane, but that's what happened. So she had to sneak out to work out. She had to avoid those processed foods. And this is obviously an extreme example, but is your spouse making the choices for you? Is your spouse choosing a restaurant? Is your spouse choosing what's for dinner? is your spouse choosing what's in a grocery cart? And are you saying, oh, that's not my fault, right? I want to make healthier choices. But what if someone else makes a choice for you? So it's such a weak goal that you don't even realize how weak it is, because I personally, I'm also a victim of this. I'm not some type of saint or perfect person. I personally am victim of this. When I go to the grocery store, most of the choices are made for me. Even though I have a plan of what I want to buy, there's still certain shelves that are maximized to grab our attention and that has product placed at our eye level so we can grab the right product. Everything in life is maximized around this, right? Now, while having habit goals is great, I want to make healthier choices, it's not going to cut it. So stop setting these soft goals and stand up for yourself. Because if you're truly honest with yourself, especially now in January 2024, if you're truly, truly honest with yourself, then saying I want to make healthier choices basically means I'm afraid. I am afraid to stand up for my goals and actually lock something in that I could fail at. What if I fail? What if I set this goal of losing 20 pounds and I fail? I'd rather say I want to make healthier choices. That's the easy cop-out. That's the easiest cop-out you can have for your goals. So just be honest with yourself. Just be honest with yourself. And I know it's scary. I know it can be overwhelming to set goals. But what is life without goals? Don't you want to dream and visualize and then achieve it? Isn't that the most exciting thing ever? And setting goals like I want to make healthier choices is not exciting for anyone, and it will make you fall off. So when you listen to this right now, ask yourself, did you set yourself specific goals? SMART goals. Specific, measurable, attainable, reasonable, on target. I think that's what it means. I think the last two I messed up, but you want to have these goals in mind and put a number to it in terms of what is the number you want to achieve and then how long you want to spend to achieve that. So don't have a goal without a time frame at the end, right? So again, I want to give this real talk just to push you, motivate you, and just because I've been talking to a lot of people that have kind of shared this goal with me, and it's not a goal, it is an excuse. It's an excuse, and it's not going to get you any closer to your goals. So stop saying, I want to make healthier choices. Start saying, I want to and I will lose 20 pounds. All right, let's go and crush it. I believe in you. You can do it. You have everything you need. You have your body. You have your brain. You have water. You have food. You can move yourself. If you have a floor, you can work out. Okay? If you are eating, you can eat the right things. So there's no excuse. That matters. I don't care if you're moving right now. I don't care if you just came home from the family. I don't care if you just started a new job. You gotta eat. And you probably have a floor. So if those two things are in place, you are able to crush your goals. And there's a reason why people in prison come out jacked. Because that's what they do all day. They eat, they rest, and they exercise. So they come out absolutely jacked. They have nothing else to do. And if they can do it, and we can do it as well. All right. Thanks for listening. Just keep getting those V gains and save the planet. If you enjoyed this episode and podcast, please subscribe and leave a rating on iTunes. It would really help us bring the message, more real talk to more people for them to crush their goals. Thank you so much for listening. Talk soon. Peace out.